We're looking back on December 15, the day in 1939, when the epic American Civil War drama Gone with the Wind premiered.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
In 1979, Chris Haney and Scott Abbott developed the board game Trivial Pursuit.
It was the result of a 45-minute brainstorm after a conversation with a good friend of mine, the late Chris Haney. It was literally a kitchen table concept that we were able to enjoy great success with.
And on December 15, 2014, an Islamic gunman sent Martin Place in Sydney into lockdown, taking 18 hostages at the Lindt Cafe. Two hostages were killed.
We are being tested today in Sydney.
I could see her crying and wiping away tears.
I can think of almost nothing more distressing, more terrifying.
Today, Australia has received the toughest of wake-up calls.
Let's go to the birthdays. Dave Clark turns 81 today. The English songwriter, drummer and manager of his group, the Dave Clark Five. One of the leaders of the British invasion along with the Beatles. Actor Don Johnson is 71, starred in the movies Dead Bang, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man and Tin Cup, but best remembered for playing Sonny Crockett on Miami Vice.
You gotta keep telling yourself, no matter how hot it gets, sooner or later there's a cool breeze coming in.
Australian TV presenter and sports broadcaster Tim Webster is 69.
The Australian Cricket Board has announced a series of measures designed to strengthen its ability to keep corruption out of the game.
Greg Matthews celebrates his 61st birthday. The Australian all-rounder, known for his off-spin bowling.
And that's gone. It's beautifully bowled by Matthews.
And Helen Slater is 57, starred as Supergirl in 1984, before the movies Ruthless People, Secret of My Success and City Slickers.
I need him to treat me decently and get a job, and he needed to empty my bank account and leave.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of movie and animation pioneer Walt Disney. The director, producer, writer and founder of the Disney Corporation was 65 when he died on this day in 1966.
This is not Santa's workshop. It's just one section of a creative world where new attractions for Disneyland are conceived.
Remembering Walt Disney on December 15.